Police headquarters. Just a minute, I'll give you the detective bureau.
Detective Bureau, Lieutenant Cameron.
This is McGrady, Lieutenant.
Yeah, Mac, what's up?
I'm on the waterfront, Deacon. I think there's something funny going on in the Silverman warehouse.
The Silverman warehouse?
Yeah. I just received a big shipment of furs yesterday, and I got a hunch that this bend of river rats are trying to lift the pelt.
Oh. Have you seen anything?
Yeah. I've seen several guys slipping down toward the wharf. Why don't you drop down and give me a hand?
Okay, Mac. You beat it over to the warehouse and keep an eye on things. I'll pick up a couple of the boys and come right down.
Okay, Lieutenant.
Get Brady and Williams. We're going down to the waterfront.
Okay, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir?
Order a squad car to the side door and sit tight for a call. McGrady's expecting trouble at the waterfront.
Yes, sir.
I cut the siren so if the gang has a job on for tonight, we won't scare them away.
Yeah, good idea, Lieutenant.
Cut your lights and swing in here. See Mac anywhere about?
No, sir.
Black as pitch down on this pier. Wonder why in blazes they don't put in a few lights along this place. See him yet?
Not yet, Lieutenant.
Well, maybe he's inside the warehouse. Brady, you and Williams go around the back of the joint. Joe, and I'll go in here.
Yes, sir.
And don't make any noise.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Joe.
Jesus, Lenny. So quiet down here, you can hear them.
What is that?
I tripped over something. Holy smoke. Lieutenant, look.
A nightstick. McGrady's nightstick.
Why? Here's his cap, too. Maybe something's happened to him, Lieutenant.
Yeah, just what I was thinking. Wait a minute. There's somebody coming out of that warehouse.
Look, he's staggering. Drunk, maybe.
That man isn't drunk. Come on. Oh, it's Mac. Easy, old man. Here. Here, give me a hand, Joe.
Oh, glad you got here, Lieutenant. Ooh, what a head.
Yeah, nasty cut there. What happened?
After I phoned you, I came down to the warehouse and I hear somebody moving around inside. I look around for old Apple, the watchman, and he's not inside. So I open the door and slip in.
Where was the watchman?
I don't know. I think they got him, too.
Go on. What happened to you?
Well, I heard several men moving in the back part of the building. So I started back and somebody tackled me.
Recognize him?
No, too dark in there. I felt him, though. Big man, over 200. Foreigner, too, I think. He brained me with something and I went out like a light. I just came to.
Lucky they didn't throw you in the water. How'd your cap and nightstick get out here?
I don't know unless they threw them out. Oh, what a head.
We've got a doctor look at that cut. How do you feel?
Okay, except the head.
All right. We'll have a look around inside. Give me a hand of this door.
Yeah.
All right, flash your light around in here, Joe. That's better. Nothing wrong here. Move on toward the back. Maybe we can... Wait a minute. Who's this on the floor?
Well, that's old Apple, the watchman.
Get your light over here, Joe. He's been beaten, too. Raise him up. Not as bad a cut as yours, Mac. Let's see if we can bring him around. Rub his wrist.
Yeah. They must have shot him before I came in.
Yeah, the same guy put you out. What's that?
A cap. Must be Apple.
Oh, he's coming, too. We're officers. What's happened?
Oh, my head.
Now, forget about your head and tell us what happened.
The furs. They got the furs.
Who got the furs? Did you see them?
No. I was just rounding the corners and I saw them carrying the boxes out. I yelled at them to stop and somebody hit me.
How many were there?
Oh, about three or four. They were all in the back of the warehouse. I saw them moving out the furs.
Did you recognize any of them?
No, officer. But the man who hit me was a big fellow.
Oh, that doesn't help us much. Is your cap here?
No. No, that is not my cap.
Okay. Well, the boys will get you home. Come on, Mac. We've got something to do.
Broadcast number 29 regarding the fur robbery. Be on the lookout for 20 boxes of furs stolen tonight from the Silverman warehouse. One of the suspects is described as a foreigner, weight over 200. More later, that's all.
See, the boys have the patrols out. How's the head feel, Mike?
Better. And that box here knows his stuff.
Well, he fixed me up so many times you couldn't count him. You're just a young fellow, Mac. You want to be careful about poking your head around into strange warehouses. You did right to call in.
You can bet your boots I'll be more careful next time. Where are you going?
Down in the slums. I know where the fellow bought that cap that we found in the warehouse. We'll go down and see if they can give us some description of him.
Think they can?
Well, the guy who sold this cap owns a small shop down in Spring. Doesn't do a lot of business.
Yeah, but do you think he'll remember selling us?
He should. It's an unusual size. 7 3/4.
Hmm. The guy who wore it must have had the big head. Think it was bought recently?
I don't know. Well, here we are. We'll find out.
What can I do for you?
Oh, Morris. Do you remember me?
Sure, Lieutenant. Always I remember the time you found my lost Becky. Sure. Hey, such a time we had. Mama was weeping and crying and Becky was weeping.
All right, Morris. Now, this is Officer McGrady. Morris Rosenbaum, Max. Morris runs the store.
Hiya.
Hello, Mr. McGrady. I'm pleased to see you. What could I show you today? Now, we have some nice hats.
We're not here to buy a hat, Morris.
No?
No, we're here to find out who bought one. You sold this cap, didn't you?
Should I know, Lieutenant? All the time I'm selling caps, hats, shoes, shirts, everything.
But this cap has your store label on it.
Well, that's different. Now, wait, let me see.
You got any more like it? Any more in stock?
I'm telling you, Lieutenant, I think we got one more just like it.
I want you to think hard now, Morris. How many of these caps have you sold recently?
Two. One of the caps I sold to... I don't know his name.
What did he look like?
He was a big fellow.
How old a man?
Oh, but he was not an old man. He was a young man, I should say, about 20.
Let's him out, Mac. I found gray hairs in this cap. We're looking for a man about 40, maybe 50.
Hey, why didn't you say so? I sold that cap to a... Now, let me think. Now, wait, now.
An old man?
Yes, Lieutenant. Oh, about 3 weeks ago. He came rushing in, bought the cap, and then rushing out.
Oh, in a hurry, huh?
Sure. He left his truck in the middle of the street.
His truck?
Sure, in the middle of the street he parked it, and people were honking and tooting and tooting and honking.
Now, wait a minute. How much did he weigh?
Oh, he was a big fellow, like you say.
What kind of a truck was he driving?
It was a coal truck.
A coal truck? Did you see the name?
No, I wasn't looking. No,
but you say you saw it. You must have seen the name. Now, think.
I am thinking.
Was it one of the big companies?
No, I'm telling you, Lieutenant, I wasn't paying no attention. Wait a minute. Lieutenant.
Huh?
Only this morning I seen that same truck.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, and it was a great big truck, and it had a big star on it. This is the Star Coal Company.
Good. Where'd you see it?
I don't know, Lieutenant. I forgot.
Oh, yes, you do. Where were you this morning?
I was down by my brother Benny's delicatessen. Benny was giving me some fine pumpernickel and gefilte fish for my lunch.
I'm not interested in your lunch. Now, where did you see the truck?
Right across the street, I seen it. It was parked.
Parked, huh? Maybe he hangs out around that neighborhood. Where's your brother Benny's delicatessen?
751 Market Street.
Okay, thanks, Morris. Come on, Mac. We'll take a look at the Star Coal Company. Maybe we want to buy some coal. There's the truck, and there's the place.
Star Coal Company. Looks innocent enough.
Yeah. Anybody inside?
Can't see anybody from here.
Okay, take off your uniform coat and your cap.
What's the big idea?
Don't argue. Now roll up your sleeves. Good.
Say, what are you...
Here, put your gun in your hip pocket. That's it.
Now, what's coming out?
They won't spot you as a cop right away. Now, listen. You walk into that place.
Yeah.
If you think the guy in there is the man you ran into in the dark, flash a gun on him, and we'll take him in on this John Doe warrant.
Oh.
If you get into trouble, blow your whistle.
Okay, I'd like to take a poke at the guy who put this bump on my head.
Now, maybe this is your chance, and remember, if you get into trouble, blow your whistle, and I'll be right behind you.
Okay, Lieutenant. Just let me get my hands on that guy.
Hello, Lieutenant. Huh? What are you doing down here?
Just killing time.
Well, take care of yourself.
Okay, thanks.
Paper, mister?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Thanks, boss. Hey, Captain, hey, you forgot your chain.
You got it, Mac?
Yeah, but there's another guy in the back room. Get him.
Okay, hold on to that guy. He's Bo Hoffman. We've got to pick on him for a month.
I'll take care of him. Get the one in the back room. He's got a gun.
I'll get him. Hurry, I'll drop that gun. All right, Heisman. Now, I found the furs back here, Mac. Must have been sorting them. All right, buddy, slip them on. Say, haven't I seen you someplace before?
Yeah.
I might have known you'd be mixed up on this. Step out here in the next room. Got a surprise for you, Mac. Take a look at who I found hiding in the back.
Well, I'll be a knock-kneed cockroach. Old man Affle, the night watchman.
Police headquarters. Okay, Lieutenant. Hello, Tim. Orders patrol out to 742 Market Street.
Yeah.
And cancel that card on the warehouse job. Lieutenant Cameron just took the men into custody. Police headquarters.